Have you had the opportunity to watch P-Valley yet?
Have I had an opportunity to watch what?
P-Valley.
No, because I don't have that channel and I'm fucking mad. I want it, but I don't have it. So, how's it going so far?
So I got the opportunity to watch it because my mom, she has stars, but she doesn't have it. She hates HBO. But so
Right.
she has the stars thing. So I watched the full first season, and yeah, you gotta watch it. Get the 7-day free trial, binge watch it, and cancel it the next
No,
day.
I'm gonna
Like,
go over your house and I'm gonna watch it at your house.
because I'm telling you, like, that series, they better have a second, third, and fourth season. Because listen, wow. I was like, the truth about stripping is like, it's mind-boggling. You wouldn't think that they would put that betrayal of the lifestyle on a series like that, just out in the open and out in public. Like, it's
Well, I
crazy.
lived it.
You're gonna like
Know
it.
how
I
I live.
know you're gonna like it. I feel like Lafayette could have played the shit out of Uncle Clifford. I think that he was taken too soon because he would have been perfect for that role. Don't get me wrong, Uncle Clifford is great, but that was Lafayette's role. It just reads Lafayette because he's so direct and he's so honest and straightforward and forthcoming. And it's just like, if it wasn't for Lafayette, there wouldn't be enough. This guy would not, no one would know who he is. Like,
Okay.
but
So what do you
I
like
really.
about the series? What do you like about it so far?
Well, I've seen the whole first season. Like, I binge watched. Once I did get to finish watching it, I was like, yeah, I gotta tell my mom about this. I don't want to do any spoilers, but I will say that what I like about the TV series is that it's very open and it's very honest and it's very direct about people down south, and it's direct about the lifestyle, excuse me, of being a stripper and the struggles that it comes with, and not just as a stripper, but as a person. Like, just because I'm a stripper doesn't mean I'm any less of a person. I still have my own baggage, my own bullshit that I have to deal with before I come here and after I leave here. So that was the part that really got to me. And I think that's more so about the fact that I actually have been on the scene, and so I see the things that strippers and dime dancers and exotic dancers have to deal with, and the drama and the chaos and the personal life baggage that they have to deal with. That's what appealed to me personally.
Okay. I haven't seen it, so I can't make any adjustments or any, I can't make
I'm
any
gonna.
adjustments on what it is. I can only go by the basis of the life that I lived. From what I've seen, it's accurate to what I've lived.
So, as a person who has been in the life, not to get too personal about your particular life, how do you feel it has changed you as a person?
Just the lifestyle, period, or just the lifestyle on camera?
The lifestyle on camera, the lifestyle from the public view, and the lifestyle from your personal view as a person that has been in that life.
From the lifestyle on camera, I haven't seen much, but from what I've seen, it's pretty accurate to what goes on as a person. From the lifestyle I've lived, it was more difficult to be a dancer than it is glamorous to be one. That's not camera shy. That's like, you don't really know what it's like to be that person. You can think about like it being a glamorous lifestyle, but it's a very dangerous lifestyle. And you're very lucky if you survive it. As far as it being on camera, I think what they portrayed is the lighter side of things. I don't think what they portrayed is the darker side of things. Because you could literally not know if you're going to live or die. It's cute as a series. But as a lifestyle, it's difficult.
And I think that...
so easily... it's not so easily, you know, lived as it is seen. You can see it, but not many of us live to survive to tell the story about it.
As a person who actually has seen the drama and the chaos, and in comparison to P Valley, it's literally just a glimpse of the bullshit that goes on behind closed doors. I don't think that you can actually truly and genuinely capture the chaos that that lifestyle comes with.
No,
in full
you
perspective.
Can't capture the fear.
I don't think that I don't think that prospectively you can fully capture that lifestyle. I think you can just give somebody a glimpse of what it might be like.
Right.
But until you live it and live through it and you're around it and you're surrounded by it or you're exposed to it, you really don't get the full spectrum of what's going on.
No, because everybody's in danger. And that's the problem. People don't see that. People think that, you know, it's cute on TV. You know, it's cute as, okay, somebody who's in a character. But you don't know what that life is like. You know what I mean? That life is literally, I could live today and die tomorrow. And you would never know it.
Yeah, I mean, definitely agree that it's a survival tactic and that it's a hustle and that you can't do it forever. She said on the show.
You can't think that just because you're living high today that you're living high tomorrow. It's never that way. Yeah. It's not even a fact that I live for today and, you know, I'm on a high horse for tomorrow. You could be in a situation tomorrow where it could cost your life and you don't even know it.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree with that.
Just because people give you money doesn't mean they want you to have it.
Mm-hmm. You, Ilky, I'm pretty sure you've listened to Ilky before. They were discussing appropriation of rape culture. And they were going over a story that a young lady had responded to on the podcast about, you know, how this woman, she went to meet up with this guy who was her friend. He was a Haitian. And she wound up finding out that it was actually 7 Haitian men and they gang raped her and the judge let them walk because she went without panties on. So it was expected of her to have sex. And I was basically just responding to that, that it's never okay to appropriate rape culture because regardless of anybody else's fantasies, you can't expect somebody to just, you know, expect to have sex with somebody. You're just going to meet a friend. It's harmless. Well, meeting up with somebody. And it's never okay to appropriate rape culture. But that just goes right back into our conversation about, you know, being in the life of being an exotic dancer. People expect the same thing. They expect you to be this, you know, sex slave for you because you're appropriating a fantasy that they can't get at home, which is not okay. You know, you can't expect me to want to fuck you just because I take my clothes off for you and I dance. I'm appropriating a fantasy. I'm not appropriating a sexual relationship with you.
Right. Yeah. Well, so many people think that, you know, the sexual fantasy is the sexual relationship, and it's not.
Yeah.
It's just a fantasy.
I'm just but giving you something that you up, can't get at home. But that doesn't mean that.
They get caught up in the whole sentence, the whole idea of, well, if I can fantasize about it, I can make it come true. No.
That's the reason it's a fantasy in the first place.
Exactly.
Like, this is meant to get you to get your mind off of your reality. You're not in the realm of reality with me right now just because I'm in front of you and I'm taking off my clothes. I'm giving you the opportunity to relieve whatever stress is ailing you at this particular time so that you don't have to deal with it. I'm not inviting you to have sex with me. I actually had to learn this the hard way because it's so difficult to differentiate a sexual fantasy when you are physically attracted to a person based on the sexual fantasy that they're creating for you. It's just, mm-hmm. just this illusion that we have this chemistry and, you know, maybe we should take it to the next step. I personally had to learn this with one of my friends who's a Dom dancer because I wound up finding her sexually and physically attractive because of the way that she danced with me. And I had to realize, like, as a person who dances but is not a dancer, that this is an illusion. This is not reality. I'm giving you the opportunity to escape your reality. And that's that. There's nothing more to it than that. So I had to learn that the hard way, too. And people think that just because you're a Dom dancer, this is a lesson that you can just skip over. It's not. It's not. There's a lot of Dom dancers who sleep with their fans. You've really just broken the omen of the illusion that you created for this person. And if you want to do that, that's your responsibility. I mean, you're an adult. It's consenting. But now you're giving them the unwanted notion that this is how all Dom dancers are, which is not true.
That they are, you know, in the majority. The dancers are, you know, some kind of commodity. Not a commodity. These people are real people. They have real problems. They have actual things that they need to get things done. And people think that it's just about, you know, some kind of fantasy creation. About real shit that people are, you know, going through.
A lot of times,
people think it's about some kind of, you know, fantasy bullshit. Oh, they're a dancer. Oh, they're creating a fantasy. No. These people have real problems. They have real issues that they're dealing with. You know? Some of these people have families. I had a lot of choices. My choices were based on whether I needed a reaction here or whether I needed a reaction there. So I had to make the choices depending on what I needed to do today.
I feel like a lot of the decisions that I made growing up as a kid, and I think this is what you were aiming towards discussing, had more so to do with the exposure that I had been placed in than anything else. Even, you know, deciding to be a Dom in the BDSM world, I had a lot of opportunities to explore my sexuality, and so I just opened myself up to this world that is dangerous. And reason being, because I'm very inquisitive about a lot of things, but I didn't take into account the dangers of that realm until we had the discussion about the Dom who was violated and disrespected and left for dead.
Right.
That my inquisitive nature can really put me in a bad place, and not just in a bad place, but in a bad headspace.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize that every action that you take and every lifestyle that you participate in does have consequences, and I wasn't I think that you were more so trying to expose me, but just give me kind of like, kind of what P. Valley does. Give me a glimpse of what this lifestyle is really like without fully exposing me to every part of it, because you are still my mother and you still wanted to protect me from being harmed. Yeah. But my inquisitive nature got in the way of that, because I'm the type of person that I learn the hard way. So if I'm going to learn something, I want to learn everything so I know what I'm getting into and what it is that I need to do to make sure that I'm capable of getting out.
Yeah, but if you're a baby and you're trying to get into that.
There was a whole protection fleet that was there like, listen, I don't give a fuck what's going on. Protect that baby. You know what I'm saying? So It wasn't much that every person that had a child was protecting their children. Every person that didn't have a child was protecting their children. It's if there was a person out there that said, listen, I know you have a baby, I have a baby, you protect my baby and I protect yours. It was our responsibility to protect each other's children from what was going on. You know, and it wasn't so much that we didn't want you guys to know what we were doing. It's that we didn't want to see that you had to do the things that we had to do in order to survive.
But the thing about doing what your parent, following in your parents' footsteps, the problem with that is that you're still not going to obtain the same experience that your parents do, and not just because they're protecting you or that they have other people who respect them enough to protect you, but the simple fact that things just change. Mm-hmm. Pussy is not... When I got into selling my body, it was not of the same value that it was when you were doing it. So I didn't have the same experience that you had with that. People were trying to buy me for $250. And at the time, I didn't have locks. I had to deal with, you know, getting my hair done. What the fuck am I going to do with $250? I could ask my grandmother right now for $250 if I want $250.
She'll give it to you with no problem. She'll give it to you.
I don't need you to... Fuck me for that. Like, that's not enough money. And then, you know, you had to deal, and I've learned this. You want real money? You got to deal with white men, old white men who have wives and children and things that they have to lose. Risk exposure. Right. You have to deal with risk exposure. You have to learn to keep your fucking mouth shut. That's one thing that the generation beneath me does not understand. You have to learn how to keep your mouth shut. You can't just go around. Just like Tammy Roman said, learn how to be a side hoe.
Right.
Learn how to know your place. Like, you can't just up and be like, yeah, he bought me this, keep a low profile. People don't need to know your business. They don't need to know. The only person that needs to know your business is the person that you're having this transaction with. That's it. Like, no one needs to know that you sell a pussy. That's not, we don't get there like that.
Even in back those days, you didn't talk about excuse me. You didn't talk about things that were private. You know, you kept those things to yourself. You know, not everybody needed to know. People didn't need to know about what was going on in your household.
And you know it. It's gotten to a point now where it's glorified. You have OnlyFans and you have people like signing up Pornhub accounts and shit like that to, you know, media publicize themselves as this brand new Lil' Kim. This shit has been going on for a very long time. Okay, it's not nothing that's new. You guys are just opening up. You're doing what the 90s kids did, but on a whole nother level. You've elevated what we've done, which is exposure. And even when we were exposing ourselves, we had a level of respect towards our exposure. We never put our pussy out in the public view. Like, that was not something that, yeah, I'm fucking for money, but I'm only telling you that because you and I are this close. You in my face. Like, I don't need to Instagram myself or OnlyFans myself or Pornhub myself. You don't need to know what the fuck I'm doing. As a matter of fact, when we were doing it, it was shameful. Like, you got bashed for that shit. Like, you really are so broke that you have to sell your pussy. It was that. It was never like, I'm the next Cardi B. I'm the next Megan. Megan Thee Stallion is not even Megan Thee Stallion. I want you guys to understand that. Like, she has a whole life about herself that you probably don't know. That woman went to college. And even if she didn't get the GPA that's, you know, respectful or, you know, looked highly favored upon, she went. You know what I mean? Right. People shamed her for that. Oh, she in college, but she got a low GPA. She's still going. She still participated in, you know, making her mind more attractive so she don't have to sell her body. This is a choice that she decided to make. Cardi decided to be a stripper. You see what I'm saying? She didn't have a child at that point. She just wanted to be one. She had other shit that was going on in her life that y'all motherfuckers don't know about, I'm pretty sure. Just like she said on her Instagram, just because I have a larger platform does not mean that I have not been doing this shit already. The only reason that Biden wants to talk to me is because my platform is larger, but I've been doing this shit. So, right. Like, you know, you have to really think about the perspective of a person's decision. People don't do this shit just because they feel like doing it because it's fun and because it's trendy. I'm doing this shit because I got problems. Being the mental, physical, metaphysical, whatever, family oriented, I have problems. I have shit that I have to take care of, and ain't nobody gonna fucking help me except for me. So I gotta do what I got, just like I said. You got to sell it out of both sides of your pants. Exactly. I'm sorry, that will always be funny to me. If you gotta sell it out of both sides of your pants, but you do what you have to do.
But I was serious. Sacrifices I was that serious.
You had to.
I was serious when I said that. If you gotta sell it out of both pants legs, you know, the person that said that to me, she was completely genuine when she said that.
Yeah.
It wasn't a joke. It was real. It was something that you needed to pay attention to. It was something that you needed to take hold of. It wasn't something that said that's like, oh, I'm just fucking.
That's what the generation beneath me doesn't really understand. You motherfuckers are looking at Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion as role models, but you don't know what they're going through in their own personal lives. You don't know what they really had to deal with, their upbringing, what they had to go through in order to make that decision, in order to get to that bad place. It's not a good place. Like,
they did not have to come.
I know sex workers. I know dime dancers. I'm telling you guys, it's really not all as glamorous as it seems to be. It's very fucking dangerous. Yeah. Live today, not tomorrow. Like, it's a hustle.
From a temporary place, one at that.
They
didn't come from a good place to go to a bad place in order to be there. They came from a bad place to go to a bad place. In order to dwell in a bad place. It's not something that they wanted to be. That's not something that you grow up to want to be. You don't grow up to want to be, okay, I want to be the slut of the situation. That's not something you grow to.
Yeah.
But the simple fact is, when they were trying to be a good person, when they were trying to be better than the rest, or when they were trying to be above the rest, nobody gave them a platform to sit on. You know, at some point, you have to say, you know what, bitch? I'm going to be the best slut in this motherfucking world. Because I love Cardi. I love her because she is not somebody that came from a different place. She's somebody that's from the gutter. This is what a bad person, but don't fucking tip me. I'll be the worst bitch if you want me to be. You feel me?
Yeah.
She's not somebody that came from, okay, well, you know, I had a good education, so I'm going to be the best I can do with that. No. She said, you know what, bitch? What I do best is being the fucker that you talk about. So you know what? I'm going to be the why? Because you worried about my punk ass. Well, you should be worried about over here. And that's why I love her. Because she never came from a place that's not genuine. She always was like, listen, This is who I am. This is who I'm going to be. This is who I'm striving to be. I'm not trying to be your role model. I'm not trying to be who you think I should be. I'm not trying to be who, you know, you put all these people on a pedestal.